While I expect this situation to steadily improve, there is without question still lead, cadmium, and tungsten in rice protein products sold on store shelves right now. To my knowledge, none of these retailers test the products they carry for heavy metals. It's difficult for wholesalers and retailers to adequately gauge the safety of the rice products they sell, since so many of them come from foreign sources. Nearly all the rice protein used in superfoods and supplements sold in North America still comes from China and other Asian nations where product testing is virtually non-existent. To my knowledge, no company offering these products has yet been able to provide its customers an accurate country of origin statement for its rice protein materials, noted Adams. Without basic information like where and how these materials were produced, it's no wonder that so many rice products are marked by contamination. On a few occasions, the rice issue has emerged into the public consciousness. In early 2014, the FDA issued a recall notice for all shipments of Uncle Ben's infused rice in both 5 and 25-pound bags shipped in 2013. The recall came after the FDA was alerted to a cluster of illnesses at three public schools in Katy, Texas. 34 students and 4 teachers experienced burning, itching, rashes, headaches, and nausea. Uncle Ben's infused rice Mexican flavor, made by Mars Food Services of Greenville, Mississippi, was the common food item all of the afflicted had eaten. The recall echoed a similar case from December 2013. In that instance, the Illinois Department of Public Health notified the CDC of 25 children with similar skin reactions following a school lunch that served an Uncle Ben's infused rice product. North Dakota also reported a similar incident that occurred in October 2013. As the Uncle Ben's incidents illustrate, serious contamination scares are repeated because the FDA has failed to take the necessary action to regulate these products. Is the FDA involved in a toxic food cover-up? The very idea used to be called a conspiracy theory. Today, the suspicion is so widespread that even the mass media cover it, though mainstream outlets have failed to explore the possibility that lead and cadmium, even more toxic than arsenic, may also be present in rice. Could the reluctance of the government and hence the corporate media to discuss cadmium in rice be due to the enormous power of large corporate advertisers? Or perhaps because we import so much rice from China, America's top investor? These connections should not be taken lightly. There is a crisis of contamination in the grains we consume, yet, due to the entrenched interests of multinational food corporations, sensible regulatory policies are unlikely to be enacted anytime soon. As a result, the best way we can affect change is on the personal level, signing petitions, contacting lawmakers, and choosing to eat only grains that we can actually determine are contaminant-free. Yet even when we attempt to make the healthiest choices we can as consumers, we are not always successful. Consider the example of consumers attempting to replace their sugar intake with dangerous, artificial sweeteners.